Shear your tests in Benos Kusim continued by the Rosh Hashiva Chavdal El Hey Tov Shem Mem Hey September 10th, 1985 on Tuesday continued.
And you can come.
No, it's
a 24-hour period. As far as Shabbos is concerned, so we shouldn't count this lesson. So anyway, so let's say if the Tashmis is on Friday night, so the next Friday night will be day.
There'll be 7 minutes less. 7 minutes less.
Forget the misleads. Do me a favor. Forget the misleads. So then, so the next Friday night will be day, right?
Okay.
Yeah, fine. You see, if you count this less, it's the same thing. But then you have to decide the moment of Tashmish and then why do you have to count this less?
Because of the culture.
Please. So then, if the Tashmish is Friday night, so the next Friday night will be day. The second Friday night will be the 15th day. And the 39th, so then, after 273 days, so the 39th Friday night will be the 274th day, because 273rd is a multiple of 7. So the 39th Friday night will be after the lady. The lady will be on Friday. The 273rd day will be on Fridays, not on Shabbos.
So in other words, you don't count Meisleis here. They're not worrying about that.
For practical purposes, you don't count Meisleis here. Insofar as the question of who Shabbos is concerned, you don't count Meisleis.
But theoretically, she
can do that. So she'll go to the hospital, not Friday night at 12, she'll go, not Thursday night at 12 midnight, but she'll go to the hospital Friday morning. What difference does it make? But the 273rd day will be on Friday, not on Shabbos.
Okay, so they have the Tashmis at 4 a.m. So then they might have to go at 12.
It doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference. But I'll tell you, you see, it might make a difference. If the Tashmish will be, let's say, late Shabbos afternoon, so then it's like Missouri Shabbos, and they will not be Shabbos with the same daytime anyway. So melee, he doesn't have to mention. But if the Tashmish is Friday night, so then, she'll give birth to the child on Friday. Exactly what hour on Friday, I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know whether there is such a biological halacha that a number of hours, I mean, exactly the first minute after the 270. I don't know, you have to ask an obstetrician, you know, that question. Okay. The Rashi. Birbi bisuloi, kol shkin dimis adra behei oi bivor oi bishabes. You see what Rashi emphasized. It's impossible that it should be Bishabbos. Then the Gemara says, Oma mazuk, fil mandoma yeleres litishon, in yeleres linkutoyim, yeleres lishivo, yeleres linkutoyim, shenema bayilit kufisayomim, ותחנו ותחילת בין מתקופי שניים מיוטיומים שניים. So Ibn Shiva. So his Yeledes is born in Gutoyim too. That means Gutoyim. So here again, Gutoyim means six months. Now, how much does it mean? Vahir tkufes hayomi. So, mi tkufes is shnai. And one tkufe is 3 months. Two tkufes is 6 months. Is 6 months. And then, and hayomi, 2 days. So, it's 6 months plus 2 days. 6 months of 30 days. So, six times 30 is 180 days, and 2 more days is 182 days. And I look that up too. You find it, you can check it. Look it up in Encyclopedia Britannica, so you'll see that there are many cases of children who are born after being carried in the mother's womb for 182 days, and they are viable. Totally viable. But less than 182 days, they're not viable. So that harmonizes with this Gemara. Yes?
It's not the exact, by 7 month baby, would not be the exact same case as the time as 9 month baby. Because
why?
By 9 month baby, so then we say that they can have parts of 2 months. If I hear it, we're just saying they can only.
No. Okay, all right. You're right. But anyway, Tesis points out. The Yisabo de Seva Chedesh. The letters with Tfilas Chi, Ibn Shmina Rishenim Shlaim, in Kinki Sabo, the Siva Hedish, poor the test of La Siri, Elim Kinki Sabo, the Tfilas Chi. Anyway, that's true. So, this also conforms to this. Now, there is a Chaznish. Now, the Gemara says, in many places, that the Ben Shmeino is not viable, is a name, and the Ben Shibo is a Ben Kayon. Ben Shmeino Areyu Keeben, the also it altered. Ben Shmeino Areyu Keeben, the also it altered. If an 8 month baby, so you're not allowed to move it on Shabbos. Because it's mukse, because it's not viable. But the 7 month baby is viable. Now the question is made, is that it's contrary to the mitzvah. Contrary to the mitzvah, your rescue doctor will tell you that an eight month old baby is more viable than a 7 month old baby. So the Chaznish says that Nishtanatev. Alright. There are certain things that will Nishtanatev. But Misha Feinstein also says the same thing. Now I'm not Chaznisholem disagreeing, saying anything against it. There are such things as Nishtanatev. I think that the halacha is not contrary to the tzias without recourse to the concept of Nishtanatera. There are certain things in Nishtanatera, but it's not the usual thing of Nishtanatera. I mean, Rishay mentioned it in Treifes, Nishtanatera, several times, so it's possible. But I don't think that we have to resort to what the Chaznish says. I don't think that the halacha is contrary to the mitzvahs, because the halacha declares that even though a ben shmeino is not viable, is an evil. So that's only the tzimor in Shabbos, in Chabrezal and Mile. I mean in other places also. But the main sugya is in Shabbos. That the Bishmeino is an Eifu only if he was born incomplete. In other words, without hair and without nail, he was born incomplete, not only immature, but incomplete. That's more than immature. In other words, he doesn't have any tziponai. So then a Ben Shmeino is considered as an evil. Is considered as an evil. But suppose he is born complete. In other words, I use the word complete, not mature, because doctors will tell you the baby is not mature. But it's complete. Many babies are born immature because they are born early. So now, you mature, so they have certain problems. Okay. So they don't know how to suck. So, I mean, they have to be taught how to suck. But they are complete. But incomplete means that a baby has no nails, no hair, nothing whatsoever. So, the Gemara says that the Bechmeinon is only enabled if it's when Nignus Areis of Itzapono. But if it's Nignus Areis of Itzapono, then it's not enabled. Why? Because then we say Ben Shivo, Vinshtauyuyu to Kamishtau. In other words, he could have emerged from the mother's womb before too, but he stayed a little longer in the mother's womb. He liked it, so he stayed a little longer. So in other words, the aloha that the Bishmeno is Hareyu Keben Rosoli Taltalei applies only to the Bishmeno who is born incomplete. But if he is born complete with this, the hair and the tziponayim, then he is viable, because then we say he is even cheap. So I said as follows. I discussed it with the obstetrician. He said it makes a lot of sense. He says it should be experimented, but it makes a lot of sense. In other words, there are certain fetuses that require, you know, certain children are born after being carried for 7 months. 7 months? 7 months, baby. 7 months. So that means certain children, but most children, babies, are born after 9 months being carried, not 7 months. So it's not just, you know, that's the way it happens. No, there are certain fetuses that require an embryological development of 9 months. And there are certain fetuses, probably has to do with the genes, I mean, I don't know why, that don't require an embryological development of 9 months, just 7 months. So 7 months. So, a child that is born after 7 months, not after 8 months, after 7 months, not after 8 months, so the child, even if he is not born complete, can still be viable. Why? Because the fact that he was born after 7 months shows that he is that kind of ifites who doesn't require a 9 month embryological development. He can develop fully in 7 months. So even if he's not totally complete, he has no this but the fact that he was born after 7 months shows that he doesn't require an embryological development of 9 months. That only of 7 months. So Mele, he can be completed. He'll fully develop after birth. I mean, what happens to the premature children? They develop after birth. So in other words, a seed, so that takes place after birth, which normally takes place in the mother's womb. So here, these children, Mashenki, the child is born after 8 months, not after 7 months, and he's born incomplete. So the fact that he's incomplete shows that he is the kind of a fetus that requires a nine month embryological development. So Mele, it cannot so to develop fully after birth, because there is something in that fetus that doesn't make him develop so quickly as a fetus that requires only a 7 month embryological development. So in other words, so we cannot say that it's contrary to the Matthias. Because, why is it contrary to the Matthias? Because doctors say that the number of children who are born after 8 months so are more viable than the children who are born after 7 months. Because they consider the 8 month children who are born complete. You see, that's why. If they were to consider only the 8 month babies who are born incomplete without hair and without nails as against the 7 month children, then they would find out that the 7 month children are more quick in developing food. Rabbi Yisi ve Rabbi Shimon Emrim in Keishi Yisi HaMedei Shabbos. We passed like Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Shimon. Omar Shmuel, my time with the Rabbonon, תרסי ותמי השבועיים כנידוסו, כנידוסו ולוי כזיבוסו, נכלל לזיבוסו תאו, וחמו השבועיים. נכלל לזיבוסו תאו, ומהוחק אמרינו להיל, קיישי במזי. תון רבון, יש לי כאשר 25 יאים, בין זיבו אלה בה כיצד שניים בלויאס עם ימי זיבה but only two days and two successive days she cannot become as of a daily two days בשיבו ניר and then seven מניר so it's nice and then בייס then the Yudalev Yeng started so on 2 days she saw Ries She had Ries. Vishlachani. So it's 11 Ries. And then, for 14 days, Shavlad Barbo also, Shavlad Mitaya, Ubishlachani. And then the Arbo also, Shavlad Mitaya. So, the Efshar Shetiskashe, so in other words, so you have 11 and 14, so you have 25 days, and she manages not to become very daily. The Efshar Shetiskashe, Eslam Shishayim, the Lord Vlad. Lady Hill, let us be Zay. Now let's see the Rabbi. יש מקשו שירי חופי יעין בין קישי ובין שייפי שניים בלו יעיס וזיין דמידו ובייז לאחר נידו ולו יקש and then ביודלת בקש ורב יעיסי ורב שימא so she had all together 25 days and she didn't become as early daily ואוכל לחושת הלוקדם לי ויאפשר למקשו חופפיהם של די זובו, שעבודה מתאיר על ידלת ים הסמוכים מלדה, ופושו לגימו, בנידס לקיישי, ובהנש ראישי, חווה זיבו. So, now the Gemara says, בלוי ולד, so בתלות אינה מסעגי. So 3 days, so she becomes Omar Rav Sheishes, so she becomes Yizobe. Omar Rav Sheishes, so then it's not Amkeishi, if it's blowing blood. Omar Rav Sheishes, Eilu Mokim Sheishu. Omar Lehobe, blowing blood, Kofone, Elomar Rav Hohekoma. Yetra Shetiskashe Eskim Shishoyim, Mokim Sheishu blood, Bilei Tehei Yeledes Bizei. Ufi Mokim Sheim blood, Elonepu, Bitlote Name, Havizobe. My time in case you're informed. Now, the Lord Radley Karen Porch, Mashmashin Shavadi, the Rakeshu, the Romali Chabob, the Plote, Lach, the Romali Chabob, the Plote, Lach, Ranide Sage, if there is no blood. Alright, now, this Tastes, just this Tastes says what I mentioned in the name of Tastes. In other words, that Chippur Egorim means that Kiyalcho Sholifan, that's very strange. And of course, but the Ritvah is Masik and Tastes. And what Rashi doesn't mean, Shefa Shehekim Bey, the Dapke, the Yalcho Sholifan, Sholifan. But Tastes Shiti is that it means that Sholifan, that's very strange. That's very strange. Now, so you should be ready up to the end of the Perek of Neskut. Now, I just want to mention something in regard to the Shmeyer. Now, let's say now, the Chazdish says that the Shanata, maybe, but I think that we don't have to resort to the Shanata, and it's not contrary to the Jews. Now, but how about a Nefil in Bishmeyo? Let's say, according to the Chazanish, now it's Ishtanatev, but before it was Ishtanatev, could we be Michal Shabbos for a Bishmeyo? So on that point, there is in Machlekes of Hashem. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Ben Shmeino Arei Koye Eben, he also Italtoi. In other words, you're not even allowed to be Italtoi, because he's moved, he's not right. Now suppose we have to be Michal Shabbos for that kind of an event. Are you allowed to be Michal Shabbos? Now, but suppose a child is born that is not, that is certainly not viable, the doctors say he's not viable, and then we can prolong his life by means of Chol Shabbos. Are we allowed to be Michal Shabbos for a child that is definitely not viable, that is definitely in a... All right, so today it's Nishtanatema. So in Ben Shmeino, the Chazmi says, he's not a name today. But suppose he happens to be non-viable. All the doctors say, he's not viable. But you can prolong his life. Let's say, for the use of a respirator, you can prolong the life of the name, for some time. Are you allowed to do Michal Shabbos? Now the Gemara says the Shabbos, Ben Shmeino Arei Keben, the also a totally so he's mukt. There are some Rishonim who say that you cannot be Michal Shabbos for an evil. And some Rishonim say you are allowed to Michal Shabbos. Arei Keben, but also a totally, but if it's necessary to prolong his life, then you can be Michal Shabbos for an evil, even though he's definitely not right. I think that this Machlekes Rishonim is totally another Machlekes Rishonim. It will find in the Rishonim in Nide, Dalet, and in the Yume, in Machlekes Rishonim, the Ramban discusses the Yume, and in Sachas Nide, Machlekes Rishonim as to whether one can be Michal Shabbos for a Numa. So, Hayishabbos al Mishbo, so the Gemara Nirechon says, so Mivin Sakin Veshus Rabbi, and we are Michal Shabbos. So some Rishonim say, we are Michal Shabbos because of the Uber. And in other words, a woman is labor, so we are allowed to be Michal Shabbos. So some Rishim say because of the river itself. Some Rishim say not because of the river. I think the Alter Rebbe says not because of the river. The Uber is not the Shabbos, the Kach Nefesh of Uber. As long as he isn't born, so it's not the Shabbos. But we are Michal Shabbos because the mother is in Sakon. When a woman is in labor, so then if you're not Michal Shabbos, so you are endangering not only the life of the Uber, of the mother too. And some Rishonim say not only because of the mother, but because of the Uber itself, we can be Michal's Shabbos. So, Reb Chaim, in that piece of Torah, mentioned it, so, and really, Tanuva and Kashalele, it mentions that Machlekes Rishonim. That Machlekes Rishonim. So Reb Chaim says, even if we say that an Uber has a din of a Nefesh, still, there is some Rishonim. Our Chazela says that his Tukach Nefesh is not Deich HaShabbos. Why? Because he's not a Nefesh Gomor. Even if a Nugar is a Nefesh, but he's not a Nefesh Gomor, so Mele, his Tukach Nefesh, its Tukach Nefesh, is not Deich HaShabbos. And the Ramban says that the Tukach Nefesh of the Uber itself is Deich HaShabbos. And why? Because he is a Nefesh. He is Nefesh. And even if we say like Rashi says that a Nugar is not a Nefesh. The reason is a Mitzichah. If, according to the Rambam, if somebody performs an abortion, he's able to see it. But according to Rashi, in Sanhedrin, if somebody performs an abortion, of course he doesn't avail it. But it's a Nisar Chvore, like somebody who amputates the leg of the mother. So he's either a Nisar Chvore. So if he performs an abortion, it's like amputating the leg of the mother. But Tzichanat. Now, so the Ramban says that the Tukach Nefesh of a Nuber is Deich HaShabbos. But, and even though a Nuber is not a Nefesh, he says, and even if the Uber is less than 40 days, then he certainly not a Nefesh. Because even the Rishonim will say that a Nuber is a Nefesh, there is less Yatzor, only if the fetus is 40 days old. But suppose somebody performs an abortion upon a mother where the fetus is less than 40 days old, so then he's certainly not able to see it. But you're allowed to be Michal Shabbos, the Ramban says, Muhammad. And then to save a Nubea who is less than 40 days, even though he's not a child. Why? Because Chalil of Shabbos Echot Kedisha Yishka Shabbos Esarabe. True, right now he's not a Nefesh, but if you'll be Michal Shabbos, then you'll save the Uber and he'll develop into a Nefesh. So Mele, since you can fulfill Shabbos, saving into a Nefesh, so that also comes within the Loche of Pikach Nefesh is Deich HaShabbos. So anyway, there is a Machlokes Hashem. Some Rishonim say that Tukach Nefesh of a Nuber is Deich HaShabbos, and even in a Nuber who is less than 40 days, who is not a Nefesh, so it's also Deich HaShabbos because he can become a Nefesh. So he's a potential Nefesh. So it's already Deich HaShabbos. Even though right now he's not a Nefesh as yet because he's less than 40 days old, but he's a potential Nefesh. And some Rishonim say that even if it's more than 40 days, you're not allowed to be Michal Shabbos. Why? Even if he is Nefesh, because he's not a Nefesh. So I think that the Rishonim who say that for a Ben Shneimo, you're not allowed to be Michal Shabbos, so they hold like the Rishonim that the Tukach Nefesh of a Nuber is not Deich HaShabbos. So, Meili Ben Shneino, since he's not viable, so even after he's born, he's considered as if he's still the mother's womb. And since these Rishayim hold that a child, if Peter's in the mother's womb, he's the Gachneves, not the Rishabes, so even Shmeino is not viable. So after birth, he's considered as before birth. So Mele, you're not allowed to Mechal Shabbos. Mashein came, the Rishayim who say that the Shmeino is the Shabbos, they agree with the Sheet of the Ramban that Nubear is also the Shabbos. So Mele, the Shmeino, true, his name. So it's like a Nubear, a CPA, still being in the mother's womb. So Mele, he still has to be developed. So he's to be considered as if he hadn't emerged from the mother's womb as yet. But if Menuba is ever Shabbos. Now Aloche with Maise, we pass like the shame that the Menuba is ever Shabbos because Sopit Mephoshes is Lehoko. So Mele, there is no Shaile in respect to a Benchmeno as to whether we are allowed and we have to be Mechal Shabbos because we don't have to resort to what the Chazanish says. I mean, that is Ishtana Teva. Even if he's definitely not viable, even if all the doctors say that this particular Ben Shmeino is not viable, so we still have to be Mechal Shabbos because Sopit Mephoshes is wrong. So I wanted to discuss that.
So how is he a potential nefesh if he's not viable? If this Ben Shimon isn't viable at all, how is he a potential nefesh?
No. That I said in respect
to an Uber,
to a fetus that is less than 40 days.
Right.
That is less than 40 days. So the Ramban says that even for such an Uber, so we are allowed in Chal Shabbos. Because of Chalor of Shabbos Echot Mishin Shem Shabbos Sarbe. So that I explained Chalor of Shabbos Echot Mishin Shabbos Sarbe does not require that he is already a Nefesh. As long as Fulchil Shabbos he can become a Nefesh, so he also, but in respect to Ibn Shmeino, so they agree with the Rishayim that the Nugar is Deyche Shabbos, so that means and the Ben Shmeino is considered as if he still wasn't born, but he's certainly beyond the 40-day period. And then many Rishayim say, the Rambam, including the Rambam, that if he's already 40 days old, then he's an actual nefesh, not a potential nefesh. So you don't have to resort to that.
Shir Chaf and Benos Kusim by Rosh Hashiva Chaf Eyal Hitov Shemem 9/11/1985 on a Wednesday.
Alright. I already mentioned the tastes, but let's go over inside. I mean, just a few arithmetical computations. Before God, it's a very strange thing. Tastes shaking is that Mekutoyin means only when you have 9 months Mekutoyin in the Chodshi Alvan. Otherwise, only if the woman, let's say, conceives at the end of Tishrei, so then she can give birth to a viable child at the beginning of Sivan. That's it. But any other way, not. But it's very simple. Shikur Egoim Peresh, Sheita Shetekim Resh Chedesh, Yikidush HaChedesh, Shini Shal Yivor, Din Tema, Veheichen Muchar, Vechedesh Livon Egoim, Yom Chedesh Chi, Shal Acha Ches Chodoshim, Shal Shreishim Yeim Le'Adien Egoim. This is what all the other people say in Echaname. That's what Shikur Egoim means. Doesn't mean Chodshah Shalom. What is Shikur Egoim? Like, Atinu umasro b'yemtza chedesh alavan. Let's say, even if it is, let's say, in the middle of the year, maybe it's like that. But Tejas holds that it's not like that. Tejas says, why? Yesh Leiva. How do we know that Rabbi emphasizes Hotchefel Rono? Because he says, Dayo Chodosh. So it came real. In Jin Havun Meir Meima, Dayo Chedishah. He says, Chodoshah. Defend the Yoga, right? You can't argue basis, but on the contrary, I would say that Chodosho implies her month, not the month of everybody. But anyway, this is what he says. Daya Chedishah, Abu Chodosho Mashma, Chedishah Nibura, the Haina Chedishah. Because, but if the deal is from the expression Chodosho, so then we have to say that Chabad Barabbas Diuk is not from the Braise, but from the Mishnah itself. The Mishnah uses the expression Daya Chodosho. Because Mamre Masis Nevrais Iname, which in Braise Mukhre, the Redes in Kutoni, כדיקטוני אפילו התחיל הסטס יורדו הוא נגיד מאחור להגקור החודש אם תקנין סחיד שירוי so one day he wouldn't be called חודש אבל אחיד שריבונו כל השפי החדוש האפלים נאי, לא נאי, אני לא מנסלם אני מבייתי, אני מסייף אינמה מסייף לברי סיוחה בעוקוך אחיד שריבונו כבר יקטור מהגורקושי סולינכו בסייף שמיני ושניים מתחיל השישי והגורדור בו בסייף טס well here I say the other the previous route he thinks is מדי כי אני אומר שיש נעת את הפרוסיפי but here this is makes a hash אינם נזיק דברי סנחיר על כל פרוסיפי של מוני בוי יקטור מהגורקושי סולינכו בסייף שמיני ושניים מתחיל השישי והפריגור בבסיק טס והיא חילו לרדע ביקושת של שניים בטס אילו לא ידימיירה בחידוש השלבון דיני ידי חדיות בבסיק טס יחילו לרדע כדין שיעודו לבין שניים במיליון יומי ולשיבושו דיוז מסקות שהיא שלום זאת אומרת, יצא והפילו יודו בסיק טס So, if it's not in the Trilash Chi, so then she's not the Lelis Bezei. So it's so. If it's not in the Trilash Chi, even if the lady was removed from the Ria Zamkish, by many days, so as long as there were two Rias out of the three, in the ninth month, I don't know, I smell something burning.
In the kitchen. What is that? In the kitchen. I mean,
food
in the kitchen.
I mean, he always cooks food in the kitchen. Why is that? I mean, how?
Something new always works.
What is that?
Burning.
As long as everything is all right. ואיך יחיל רידע בקושי של שניים, או הבחור של הישים הוא שניים מפרשי והטוריות בביסי טס ואיך יחיל רידע בקושי של שניים בטס אי לא ימי על החידים של בנו so if we say that it means חושי של בנו then we can figure out that it was the beginning of the ninth month. But if it doesn't mean Chodesh Olvano, but Chodesh Yehoi, then we couldn't tell. Why? Even Marshall, Nei Yehechadi Yehoi, we say it as Yehechadi Yehoi, even if it means Chodesh Yehoi, not Chodesh Yehoi. Ki Yehoi, 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 דיוז מאסחיל צ'י שלו שלי שיהי לפני לידוסו לפני לידוסו דעזר על הנקלט עד שהם גימו לשימוש in other words, if the lady took place I mean the most natural lady after the woman has carried the fetus for 270 days. So on the 271st day. But if she gives birth to the baby on the 273rd day of the Tashmish, so then it's a raya that the zera was not, the fertilization did not take place immediately, but on the third day of the Tashmish. Yos Masach Shishalosh Reishin Yerim Yerim the Azera will be part of the Dimu Shemush. Dimi Kratim Rishinu Yoledes Reishin Alek, Rishinu Shemush. They not love me, Shtai Reisya, we kind of like a rabbit is for you, the pure call. Rabbit is for you says, Rabbit is for you says, that if a woman's husband went to the Nehri Yam, you know, in those days, so there was no possibility, you know, of coming back, you know, in one day. So, and then, the woman, let's say, he left from Medina Sayyam, the husband left from Medina Sayyam, let's say, in 1 year. And then she gave birth the following is, so Rabbi Tisfoye says that we don't consider the law the month. She must have conceived in sin, because the husband had left 12 months before. So if she had conceived from the husband, she should have given birth after 9 months. He says, because it's possible that the law sometimes stays in the mother's womb after 9 months. Until when? Until the day says. So things you said is so. And there are some who are really kind of rabbit this way. So I mean, we don't have to say that it's immaculate mitzvah. Mitzvah is sometimes that the baby is born after 10 months. I mean, such statistics, but of 12 months. But of 12 and a half months, so there are many such cases. It's many such cases. The woman goes to the doctor, and then the doctor today, so he decides to deliver the baby anyway, you know, to force the baby out. But it's possible that the baby is done. So it's not in my latest in Mitzias. The Mitzias is what it is, but it's not very common. The machleket between Rabbi Tisfoye and other Amorim is whether, on account of the kashrus of the woman, we have to attribute to an unusual thing or not. So Rabbi Tisfoye says, screw, it's very rare. It's possible. So Mele, on account of the kashrus of the woman, so we have to assume something very rare. And the other boy said, fine. But there is a limit. This is so rare that we should not attribute it to such a rare thing. So the Rikanos, he rabbi this way, the Pelikor, he provoke it, the Koma, after the Yod of the Sinfet, after the Yod of the Sinfet, as a matter of fact, even though it's Rikanos, Vega says, I will be tasted, that of Zion Omudalev, the Barbasco El Mandoma. So here Vega says, the Yesh Lema, the Vega Moroim, less than the Rabbit is for it. In other words, the Tasty Shita is not such a Dabar Poshet, not only Shalim agree with things. But Tasty Shita is that Rabbi Moroim don't agree with Rabbit is for it. So in Mele, we don't pass like Rabbi Tisfoye. But there's some machine who say that, you know, the Amorim are not chilek on Rabbi Tisfoye. That's chilek. But it's possible that even according to Tesis, that Olam Roi are Chelik HaRabbi Tisvoye. So it was possible, you see, insofar as Tesis that for Zion is concerned. So then, if the Achilik, so it means that it's possible, but from this basis that we are discussing, it's much another way. It's that even those who Achilik are Rabbi Tisvoye, they hold that whereas according to Rabbi Tisvoye, so it's Ibaba, we put up a discussion for them, and we attributed to this rare situation that the blood was mishtar. So the Adram Roy Machil, he said, we cannot assume like that. So Mele is also loving the call, but not as a Babel Mamsa, as a Sophic Mamsa, but maybe a Sophic it is. But from this case there, insofar as the cases of violence concerned in the text, but from this case here, that from the text, he says, the Nukat in additional cigarettes of the Chalas of Shemusha, the Nablad and Shtai Yetzia, to a kind of one to rabbit to spoil the pain for all. So Tesha says, so the middle in the case where she gave birth to the baby, she gave birth to the baby on the 273rd day of the Tashmish, so then she would be, and she had two riyas because she after the 200 and the 100. For another Amor, the implication being that those Amorim who are Chelik HaRabbi Tisvoye, so not only do they consider that blood as a Sophic Mamzer, Rabbi Tisvoye says that it's mythological, because we are minding the moon of Chatzkas Kashres by attributing this birth to a rare situation. A rare situation. Because of the Chashkash of the moon. So it's a Baba in Kosh. But Adram Roy will say, he's a slowly because, maybe it's only because of the Sophic Mamza, not the Baba Mamza. But he at least says, relies on it, with the Rasvada, that she doesn't even have to count, that it's toy. So it's a Raya that he says, oh, that those who are really coming to say, not only do they say, that we cannot consider him as a Vadai Kosher, but we consider him as a Bale Mamza, because this is unusual. And usually, if a baby is born at 12 months after the Tashmi, so it's a Raya that she conceived not from her husband, from somebody else. We call Maki, if you call Maki, Yodo, the sage says, Mashma, she also bent Sachi. So then it's also Torah. Was he actually das in Koshis of Beis Yomim, he tests the Tzimtzum, the Koshis of the Reish Men, if she saw them Keshi, and the 240th day, and the Reish Men Aleph, the Reish Men Beis, in Shemusho, Shalom Niklazerat, Mahatatashmish, in Kain, the Koshis of the Mechot, the Chedesh Tess. The cautious of the rest of all the relational days, the relational dinner, she is put a zera in my cash fish. It became dinner long in cautious of the chest. So how is it possible that it's 2 days in Chedesh Nes? El Vada is she poor. So that's right. Yes.
How do you see the Tosis from this Tosis that, that he would say that Amroi would argue Rabbi Tosva would say the Bavadai.
So he's a Bavadamanza.
But how do you see
that? Because Tesha says that in the case where she gave birth at the end of the month, so then we could determine that situation, that case, that we know, Begrilis, that she saw damnation at the beginning of the ninth month. In what case? So, in other words, so if she gave birth on the 273rd day as of the Tashmish, so the Oz Master Chi Shalosh Rishon Yom, so then the Chi is of her month. So begins on the 241st day. So Mele, in that case, she's not in Leves Bezei. In Leves Bezei, and she doesn't have to count. Zayin Nikiyin, she returns the Bible. If it's only Sofit, so how can we rely on that? Maybe she didn't conceive, you see, a bite. I mean, maybe she... So he says, the unique Latin vision, who should be like this? Revelation Aleph Lishimusha. So it's a raya that it's Niklatim Shlisha. But maybe it's Niklatim Risha. And the baby stayed 2 extra days. So it's a raya from Tesves. The Tesves holds that I'm going to achilka rabbit is spoye. So we don't even have to be chishish. Not only maybe the baby stayed 3 extra months. We don't even need to be chishish. Lest the baby stay 2 extra days.
But even if we pass my parents as far,
yeah.
So you would still.
So then you would have no right. So why should the Brisa say that angel Yoledes Bezeiv and she's mitaris the Bible, she doesn't have to count Zayin Nikiyin? Maybe the Zera of Niklat Yim Rishen. But then what? How is it the baby was born? She gave birth to the baby on the 273rd day, not on the 271st day. It was Nishtar.
But all that means then is that the ninth month started earlier, that's all. According to Rabbi Yehuda.
So we see the thesis holds that those Amoroi who are chilik and rabbi tisvoye say that it's in Baba, that a baby doesn't stay even 1 extra day over and above. Over and above the 9 months.
But even if one went to Svash, she would still be Tahar.
What?
Even if one went to Svash, she would still be Tahar.
No, according to Rabbi Tisvoye, she would be Tahar if we knew the facts.
Yeah.
But according to Rabbi Tisvoye, you wouldn't know the facts.
But even if one
went to Svash, we know that she had 2 Rias in the 9th month. Maybe she had 2 Rias at the end of the 8th month, and only 1 Ria in the 9th month. So then she is in the Lezbe Zeiv. Then she is in the Lezbe Zeiv. In other words, here, Rabbi Yehuda in the Price of Mentions in Kodesh, she's in Teres of Bailo. Doesn't have to count by energy. So in order to be in Teres of Bailo, we must be sure that she had 2 Rias in the 9th month. But if there is a possibility, a sophie, maybe she had only 1 Ria in the 9th month. And 2 Rias. 2 Rias she had at the end of the 8th month. So then she's in the Leves Bezeiv, then she should count by the key. So how do we take it for granted? Unless it's a bara. So we see from this day it's a finish. That those are more in Wahil. First of all, the more than we didn't say that there is a similar mirror in Israel. Teisha says, alright, you know what mentions Rabbit this way. Okay, so that's one thing. Secondly, that those Rachel and Rabbit is way. So are the other pole of Rabbit is way. According to Rabbit is way, is about a kosher. And according to so we assume that so then we assume as a Baba then the blood is a manamba. It's not kosher.
Yeah, but it's just Goy mentions about for the 13th month that he's still makshim. So couldn't
13, 14.
Yeah, so couldn't it be
that? No, not 13 months. I mean, up to 12 months. Not
13. I thought it was the 13th.
I mean, the 10th, the 11th, up to the 12th.
But in the Gemara,
he's made it now. He's still dead chayish, not more than
I thought in this case she had been 13 months to give birth. In the case in the Yevamot, she was 13 months, I thought. Isn't that
no,
the case?
No, it was just 12 months. At the dead chayish, Rabbi Yisrael says, he's mishtai.
Mishtai?
Yeah, Rabbi Yisrael is made it. More than 12 months, he couldn't be mishtai. If, let's say, the husband had left 30 months before the birth of the baby, so then Rabbi Yisrael would be made it, the blood is a
mountain.
I don't know.
Because I thought, my impression was 13 months, so then it could be that 12 months pregnancy is an extra one, but to stay, you know, the question is about...
I see that my impression is that Rabbi Yisrael says up to the base stage.
Absolutely. Yes. So that means, let's say it was born on the 274th day.
Right.
So that means the baby was born in the 10th month.
That's right.
So even according to Tzva would be mutter, because Yehuda gives you the whole 9th month also.
So we don't know what takes sense here. The Niklat in Vishnu is not Vishai in our Vishnu. The Nablav is Shtayin Eise. Not more than 271 days.
It's possible, according to Rabbi Tosfa, that it was there for 275 days, right?
No.
That's right.
Possible in
so,
10 months.
So even according to Rashi, it was there for 275 days. Still, as soon as the 9th month starts, it would be Tahar. The 9th month was still starting the same day.
Right.
Still, as soon as the 9th month started, it would be Tahar.
No, but in this case, it's a question of one day. The question is whether fertilization took place the first day of the Tashmish or the third day of the Tashmish. So how do we know? So how do we know that 2 years, after all, the 3 years took place in succession, one day after the other. So how can we determine with certainty that 2 years were on the 9th month and 1 year was the end of the 8th month? All right. The Nire, the Rabbi Yehuda, Chipura the test for Russian God. Chipura the test for Russian God. The Nisabo now says something else. The Nisabo, the Sefer Chodesh, the Ledes, the Trila Shi. So in other words, that the Kutoyim is not only in respect to the 9th month, but in respect to the 1st month, also. That's another Chodesh. Another Chodesh. Di bin Oshmeno, Oshem Oshreini, in Kink Nisabo, the Sefer Chodesh, Kuro, the Tess, Havala, Asiri, Elohim ki nisabo b'tchilas achilish. Elohim ki nisabo b'tchilas achilish. Alright, now, turn to the Ritva, if you have the Ritva. Ritva is massive and tasteless. And from the other Rishen, it also appears that we do not do it, except that the Ritva spells it out explicitly.
Why?
Mamino Kosova Rabyude Shipur Gol. Pirish Knisas Khodosh or Kim Shipur, Pirish Rashiza. Mu Mashikos of Rabbeinza, he means Rashi. Schaefer should be taking Kim Shahidesh. Nearly not the Rabbein in that case, Shah Khodosh Shon. So he's been died just that way. He says, since the beauty uses Lashon Chodosh of Herman, so it's a high, it doesn't mean Chodosh Shal Bono. Chodosh Shal Bono is not her, I mean, it's probably Israel's month. It's just the opposite. Just the opposite. What is the name of the month?
It says 12. See, the Rizal mentions 13.
What he
said? The mentions 13.
What did he say?
The Rizal mentions 13 when he talks about this.
Yeah.
He mentions 13, so that's one, you know.
Okay, all right. I don't know. Dari?
Yeah, right. And he mentions that there's three. The Rizal mentions three types of pregnancies, one for 7 months, 9 months, and 12 months. These are natural periods.
Okay.
12 is a natural period.
So that's the limit.
Yeah, but the question is if it waits like a couple of days after 12 months.
Mire, you're not the rabbi, that Keshawe Chodosh Hashanim. So he's the guy who goes that way. I mean, it's strange, the thesis is strange. Umilsen is fallen under Shein Chedesh. She shall be led us. He will have a hot year, Shono, Elahamian. Ibo, I mean, it's so strange, the thesis. I don't know how you can explain it. It seems so contrary to Mitzvahs. Why? Because the boy uses the Russian Shpura Shein there. Okay, anyway. The thesis is very strange. The Omar Shmuel, Ancient Sagaragos, a Messiah in the Hungary, or a Messiah in Mishnaime, a Sandish in Mishlaisha. So Shmuel appears to be saying that in order that the child should be viable, so then it must be born after it was carried to the mother's womb for 270 days. So, but that Shmuel is saying contrary to Rabbi Yehuda. So now you can tell us there are other Tanoim who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. We must have remembered that Rabbi Yehuda didn't fall in my who could have given a talent. All right. Shmuel only says that a viable baby is not born unless the baby is already 270 days old. But a non-viable baby certainly can be born even before the 271st day. So in other words, so he says, when Rabbi Yehuda says, Dayo Chodosho, and when the Paisa says, the ninth month, the eighth month, so Rabbi Yehuda has reference to a baby that is born and is not viable. That's certainly possible. For a baby being born before it is 270 days old and not be viable. So what difference does it make? What difference does it make whether the rias, the dam bikeshi, was in the ninth month or in the eighth month? In the eighth month? If it's in April, the answer is true, it's in April. But, see, if it is, there is a special idea of course, the dam bikeshi is prayer. And dam bikeshi, according to only applies to a situation where the Rias Dam Keshi is in the ninth month. Not if it is in the eighth month. Why the ninth month? Because that's the natural month for the baby to be born. So even when the baby is not viable, but since the Rias Dam Keshi did not take place in the usual month of giving birth, so mele exerts a course of them kichi toya doesn't apply. What from the rabbi from Meir? The nokat shmi uchi, the nokat gimel vidal, the nokat gimel vidal. In other words, if Rabbi Yehuda had agreed with Shmuel's halacha that the natural month for birth of the viable baby is the ninth month, is not the ninth month, of course the ninth month, but not with the term, it means after 270 days, that, and Rabbi Yehuda has reference to the case of an apple, so it doesn't make any difference whether the VA is, in the ninth month or in the eighth month. But what should it be, as long as the VA is in the same month as the lady? And let's say, suppose she has a miscarriage in the third month. So then the important thing should be that the VS, the two VS, should take place in the third month. If the lady takes place, the miscarriage lady, say, Nathan is also a lady. So if the miscarriage lady takes place in the fourth month, so then the two VS, out of the three that make her into Israel daily, should take place in the fourth month. Why does he mention Dafke, the ninth month? Obviously, the tragedy does not have reference to a miscarriage lady, but to a real lady. And a real lady, so it's a raya that the tribute holds that even if he's born not after 270 days, before 270 days of Sariah, it's still considered as normally. In Anamu Tony Yodo implies that there was a viable baby born, not a baby that is non-viable. Alright. The next is Hamikash Ebisech Shmeinim Shomi Kevo Koldomim Shireyotein Achimitzi Avlad Birebeleza Mitame Birebeleza Mitame Omule Rebeleza Mokim Shech Mevidama Sheiki Heikyo Vidama Keishi Mokim Sheikyo Vidama Sheiki Vidin Shinok Vidama Keishi Omule Dairo Vidin Iskinidin Mi Michael Leo, mi tu mazi de avot neyot nila snido. Now, there's a loch of Timitea. The loch of Timitea apply to a rias dam after lady. Acha avlat, as the Gemara calls it. Acha. That's Timitea. Then, there is a loch of dam keish. That's historia. In Italian historia, that's Achavlat. That's a real dam, Achavlat. 66 days by Eleris Nikevo, and 33 days by Eleris Zoho. So that's Achavlat. And there is a Zerzakosu, the dam Keishi historia. That's Kedelavlat. And Keishi means when the woman is expecting to give birth, before birth. The question is, suppose you have a combination of both, on one hand it's Nihimeteya, it's Lachravlat, on the other hand, she's expecting to give birth to another baby. How is that possible? So Rashi says, it's possible in two situations. חמיקה שתיך שמיני, שניסבו וניתח, אוי שנשתאו ולד החברי בית חדושים וחוצי. איך עוד מין רוצה עושה באמצע שני, ואיך עוד מין רוצה עושה לסעיף צ'י, כי מה זה? כי מה זה יהודה וחסקי? So in other words, the more it mentions Yehuda Chesky and Meir Abchir, who are twins, but that's an unusual situation. I looked up also in the computer Britannica how far removed can be, I mean, the two members of the twin. Sometimes there is an interval of like an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. So the medical annals have statistics of 3 or 4 days. They don't have of it any longer now. But the more mentions of it happened, they don't have a statistic there. They have to have statistics of everything. I mean, they don't have to have statistics of everything. For example, we'll soon be learning the Mishnah of Chodom Yisalekes Sadomi. Yisalekes Sadomi. I once read years ago in New York, before I came to Chicago, in the Sunday Time, New York Times magazine, you know, they had there all kinds of articles, science, art, literature, and everything. So, a certain discovery that was made by scientists, obstetricians, and they discovered that after the Holocaust. So they discovered that the women who were confined in concentration camp for years, several years. There some women were confined in concentration camp from 1939 till the liberation. I mean, it's 43. 4 years. 4 years, almost 4 years. So, in the course, so most of these women did not have the period even once in the concentration. Such a man, most of these women. Why? So they found out that having the period is based upon psychosomatic factors, upon the emotions, because they were laboring under the impact of terror and fear all the time for 4 years. So that retards the menstrual flow. That was discovered in 1919. It was discovered by scientists around 1950 after interviewing these women who told me that. So they discovered. Then they started to explain it. There's an emotional factor in menstruation. But the Mishnah mentioned this, Chodom Yisalekes Sadom. And the scientists didn't know it until 1950. So, Rabbi Tanaka says that medical annals don't have any greater interval than 4 days. But the Gemara has a record. That's the two twins of Rav Chiya, Yehuda Lechaskiye. So, it was of course not an identical twin. It would be impossible. So, one of them, Yehuda, was a 7 month baby, and he was born in the middle of the 7 month, this middle of the 7 month, and the other one was an unified baby, and he was born immediately after the 9th month. So there was a difference. I mean, of 75 days. 75 days. But of course, Stasis points out, this is very, very rare. Extremely rare. But, if it wants, it probably happened more than once. Because how long is it? The doctors have records. I mean, that's a new thing. The whole union of records is a matter of invention. In the ancient times, there was no such thing as veterans. So Rashi says, how can we visualize a combination of Damkishu, Yisechim Iteyat? Damkishu, by definition, means prior to the blood. And Teya means subsequent to the blood. How can it be a combination? So in two ways. Either that she was in Sabo Himitea, now she couldn't have given birth in the Himitea to a violent child, and then she had a nail. So then, that situation, we can only visualize if we assume that Yesh Kisholim falling, because there is no place where Yesh Kisholim falling or Ein Kisholim falling. So the Madoma says Ein Kisholim falling, so the whole halacha of Dam Kishu being Toyer applies only to a case where a lady of a viable child takes place. Not if there is a miscarriage, but if we say that Yesh Kishu in falling, then it's very easy to visualize. Very easy to visualize a combination of Damkishu and Yimeitea. Very simple. She gave birth to a female, so she has Yimeitea, so she's male, 14 days, and then 66 days Yimeitea, so she was in Sabo on the 15th day, she had her. And then she miscarried, and miscarried after 2 months. Not after 2 months, I mean in the second month, she had a miscarriage. If we say it's Kishon fault. But if we say it's Kishon fault, so then we can only visualize it in connection with the unusual case of a twin. Of a twin like Yehuda Lechesky. Right. So, Amkashe, Bisech Shmenim Shom Kebo, Kodom Shireo Terim, Achinetzi Avlan. The whole Techmilais have a damn Tea. Pirablezamitam. Pirablezamitam. Omule Rablezam. Ma, Bimokim Sheikh, Nevi Damashi, Hato Damakechi, Mokim Sheikh, Kod Damashi. So the Chachamim said to Rabbi Elazar, why are you tamu? We can deduce Kal Vachomer that Dam Kishi Le'achar Avlad is Torah, because we can deduce Dam Kishi Le'achar Avlad from the Mkeshi Kedem Avlad. There is a Geras HaKosu Domo Machmas Atzmo Dili Domo Machmas Bo, the Mkeshi Kedem Avlad is Toya. The question is, suppose the Mkeshi takes place the Achar Avlad, is it also Toya or it's not Toya? So we can deduce the Kol HaChemer. Now Kol HaChemer can be in two ways. Either if we deduce the cow from the chamor, the minor premise from the major premise, or vice versa, the chamor from the cow, chamor from the cow. Now, the sugi I told you a week ago, I mean, to go over the sugi of a kamek, machlekes, the tauf, and rabot, there it is, the cow of chamea, and there it's the chomo from the cow. But here it's a question of deducing the cow from the chomo. The minor premise, the lenient item from the strict item. The minor premise from the major premise. What is the chomo item? What is the chomo item? The chomo item is Damkishu. Dam, Kishu, Kedem Avlad is the Chomor item. Why is that tissue kingdom of what? The Chomoraita? Because kingdom of what, so only when it's in pain, so it eats Torah. But if it's in comfort, if it's shaky, then it's not a kingdom. If a woman who is about to give birth to a baby has a discharge of dam in comfort, so she's male. Only when it is in pain, she's still. So the Keshi Kedem of Lad is relatively humble compared with the Keshi Lach of Lad, which is relatively calm. Why is the Keshi Lach of Lad relatively calm? Because even Bishayfi it's there. Lach of Akimitea, doesn't make any difference. So even Bishayfi, the usual way is Bishayfi. So whereas kingdom of Lad, so Bishayfi is Tomer, and only Bikeshi, only in pain it's Tomer. So we deduce Dam Keshi Lachav Lad, the Kal item, the minor parts, from Dam Keshi Kedem of Lad, the Chomo item, the major parts. So, the major parts, the Chomo item of Dam Keshi Lachav Lad, has the Kule that Bikeshi, it is there. So the Chomo item, Kingdom of Lot has the Kule that in pain it's Torah. So if the Homoraita, Kingdom of Lot, is affected with this attribute that became Sheet's Torah, the Kalaita of the Acharav Lot certainly should be affected with this attribute of Kule, that Bikeshi is there. This is the original Kal Vachomer that the Rabbonim deduced. So the Melamed is what? What is the Melamed? Never Kal Vachomer, you have a Melamed and you have a Lomed. So the Melamed is Kilimot. And the Lomed is Leachar. The Mlamed is the Homoite, and the Lomed is the Kawaite. So if the Homoite has the Kule of being Toya Bikeshi, so the Kawaite certainly should have the Kule of being Toya Bikeshi. Homole Rav Lezer, Umavimo Kinshek, Nirbidamashi, King of Kingdom of Lot is a Chomor item. Why is it a Chomor item? Because in case of Dam Sheikhi Kingdom of Lot, so then she's male. Still, has the Kule, Heikel Dam Akeshi. If it's in pain, so the Chomor item is Toyer. Mokim, so the Kal item. Mokim, Sheikhel Dam Akeshi. Lachra Lot. That's a Kal item. Because the Sheikhi is Toya. So certainly, an indeed Shenotel Lamakesh. So of course, it should be affected with that Kule of being Toya Lamakesh. It's Kalachim. On the other hand, Daye Lovin Adin Lis Kimi. Now this Daye is called Daye Bitrilas. Daye Bitrilas. What does Dai Mitzvah Sadin mean? Dai Mitzvah Sadin means you want to deduce the Lomit from the Melamed. So that if the Melamed has a certain, which is homo, relatively homo, has a certain Kule, so the Lomit certainly should possess that same Kule. So, but the Kule that you are trying to apply to the Lomit couldn't be a greater Kule than the Kule possessed by the Lomit. What is the melame? What is the melame? Damkei shikirim alat. And damkei shikirim alat, that's the homoite. So has the kule of being toya. But it's toya. Damkei shikirim alat is only toya in Yimizibe. It's not toya in Yimei Nide. So dialogue of the Yiskin Ibn. The lomate should also possess this same kule possessed by the melamed. That damkishi should be toyer in the yimei, but not in the yimei nidhi. But Rabbanu hold that damkishi pnei avlad, I mean lachar avlad is toyer in the yimei. So in other words, according to the Rabbanu of Rav Lezer, we don't say daye. According to the blazer, we say that. That seems to be told in the Machlekes, Rabbanu and Yerukam, over there. The Rashi. The Rav Lezer mitamei nido, the chimbikeshi bo olav dam teyaru, אלא מחמד וואצ'ים מראו, ומזיבו אודי טועיר, אבל במידו נידון. שאיך נביד אמה שייפי, כי גאים שור ילדס, שראי הגימו בי שייפי, ויוב בארז ילדס בזהי, היכל נביד אמה קי שאיתאו מזייבו, מוקים שאיכל נביד אמה שייפי, ליתאו מכל תומו, in the ways and the ancient of the Makeshi, Likala will call Tumba after the Midas. Dialo will not think in Keshi shall take the ways. Shabu will make in the Keshi the Almo, Liskin in the Keshi the Almo. So, what kind of Machlekes do we have between Rabun and Rabbeza? As to whether we say Daye or we don't say Daye. So the Rabun or the Rabbeza says we say Daye. So Mele, we cannot deduce that the Damkeshi Lachar Avlad should be Toyer even Menido from Damkeshi Lifnei Avlad, because Damkeshi Lifnei Avlad so is only Toyer in Meizivo, not in Menido. And the Rabbanu holds that we can deduce Kalachemer and not say Dayok. All right. Now let's see a similar machlekes in Bava Kama. There's a Gemara of Kama here. For Dalet, Amud Beit, the Mishnah. Now the halacha is that if Karen is mazik in the Rishus Rabbim, the first time, the second time, and the third time, so it's chayav only chotzi nezach. Chayav chotzi nezach. Shem the regel, if it's mazik in Rishus Rabbim, it's potali damper. If Shem the regel is mazik in Rishus Anizek, so it's mishalom nezach shalom. Now the question arises, suppose the Karen Tam is Mazik in Rishon Nezik. Is the only Amichuyev whole damages, Nezik Shoel, like Shem Berev, or Chotzim? Sheira Mazik, Rishon Nezik, Nogach, Nogach, Noshach, Hovat, Goat, Rishon Rabin, Shalom Chotzim Nezik, Rishon Nezik, Rav Tarpne Meya Nezek Sholem V'chachomen Imri Chotinez Omelem Rav Tarpne Yezek Alachem that Tam Bershusa Nizek is Mishalem in Nezek Sholem Uma B'mokim Sheikro Hashem V'larei B'Bershusa Rab Shul Potah Hech Nerali Bershusa Nizek Mishalem Nezek Sholem מוקים שאנחנו על הקרן בשוסרד משלם חוצי נזק אין דין שאנחנו עולו בשנידק ושלם נזק שום So Rav Tarfon reduces the kalvachim of Keren, Birshus, Hanizek from Keren, Birshus, Arabi. So Keren, Birshus, Arabi is the Melame. This is the original kalvachim of Rav Tarfon. Keren, Birshus, Arabi is the Melame. And Keren, Birshus, Hanizek is the one. Now, a kalvachim there has to be either a deduction of the cow from the chomor, or a chomor of the cow. So the Kalachemer, by the Rabban of Rebleza here, Mide, is a deduction, a yalpuse, of the cow from the chomor. Damkishu, le'acharav lav, which is going to be cow from the chomor, damkishu, kedem of lav, which is chomor. But here, just the reverse. It's the alfuse of the chomor from the cow. The lomei is keren b'shus hanizik, and the melamei is keren b'shus harabi. Now, what is cow and what is relatively cow, relatively lenient, and what is relatively stringent? Obviously, keren b'shus harabi is relatively lenient because it has certain leniency. Shem Regal is Potoligampo. And Keren Bershus Ayochi, Bershus Amizek, is relatively humble, because even Shem Regal is Chayak. So here it's the Alfuse of the humble item from the Kalai, of Keren Bershus Amizek, from Keren Bershus Ayochi. Keren Bershus Rabi is the cow item. So the cow item possesses Keren Bershus Rabi. So Keren Bershus Rabi possesses the cow item, possesses the humre that it is higher. It is Keren Bershus Rabi is the cow item. So even the cow item, Keren Bershus Rabi, which is cow. Why is it cow? Because it's in the regular spot like cow. So it's a lenient. It's relatively lenient. Keren, which is cow. The cow item possesses the humore that it is high. This is high opinion, which is cow. So which is cow being the cow item possesses the humore that Keren is high. It's cow with humor. The chomor item, Bershus Ayochi, which is a chomor item, certainly should possess the chomor item that the cow item possesses. That's the kolchim by a cow. Amulei, dai lovin nadin liyiskin, ma Bershus Rabin kotineze, ha Bershus Anize kotineze. Dai. In other words, that's called dai bitchilas. Dai b'tchilas adin means we are reducing the lomei from the melamei. Let the lomei be like the melamei. Not more. What are you trying to reduce? That the homo item, that the